I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau. What comes first, the followers or the work? That's the question today. Well, it's the overall framing of today. We got a specific question. Sometimes people feel trapped. They feel like they can't create something without having followers or customers. They're like, well, what if I make something and nobody cares? What if there's nobody out there who's interested or wants to buy it or even notices? Fortunately, our listener today calling in from Mexico doesn't have that problem. She is all about creating. She is creating a podcast on mental health. She also wants to publish a book. And she's wondering, should she put that book out on Kindle, even though she doesn't have a lot of followers yet? Or might there be some other options? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Should I self-publish a mental health guidebook on Kindle? We will jump into that after this message from our sponsor. Thank you, sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, Chris. This is Eugenia from Mexico. Thanks for all the generous work you're putting out there every day. So as a former reporter, one of the things I'm good at and actually love doing is creating content and doing in-depth research. I'm passionate about human behavior and mental health topics. I just started 2 months ago a trauma-informed interview-based podcast, so I don't want to use that platform to make an offer now. I do want to capitalize on my research skills to write a nonfiction ebook guide with curated mental health tools that can help people navigate these weird, stressful, uncertain times. I've been doing my online research, but I want to niche down. So my question is self-publishing on Kindle even a smart move? What would you suggest me to do if I don't have a huge following or not even an email list to sell or promote this guide? As mentioned before, I'm just getting started with the podcast, so I don't want to use that platform now to make an offer. I'm considering something similar as what you shared on your 1006 episode. Thank you, Chris. Have a great week and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Eugenia. So glad you're out there. Hope you are staying safe as well. So what comes first, the followers or the work? Well, the thing is about Amazon, the point of Amazon isn't to sell to your followers. It's to help you to reach new people. So if you already have people who are willing to buy from you, they're like, yes, you know, I want this book or I want this, whatever it is. You don't necessarily need to send them to Amazon. What Amazon can do, at least when it works, and of course it doesn't always, but when it works, is introduce your work to lots of new audiences. Like that is the goal of something like Amazon. So Eugenia mentioned episode 1006. I went back to look at that. That episode was entitled Layoff Leads Journalists to Build Kindle Ebook Empire. And the model used in that episode didn't rely at all on the person having a lot of followers. However, I'm also not sure that it's the most accurate comparison, because in that story, the journalist was publishing a lot of different short guides and ebooks. In some ways, she was almost agnostic about what topic she was writing about. It was all about figuring out how to kind of work the system, to find the right topics. It was quite varied. So when something worked, she did more of that. If it didn't work, then she just did less of it. Whereas what Eugenia is doing, she has an actual message that she wants to share. So the topic is important. Therefore, it's also important for her to build a community over time. So when I hear her say, you know, she doesn't want to use the new podcast to promote a paid product, I totally understand that. But I would use it to promote the platform. I would use it to promote the community. I would start that email list and encourage people to join. Don't be discouraged that you don't have it yet. The whole point is to start building it. So no matter what you do next, that will help. I think that's true for everyone out there in this situation. If you have a message that you're trying to get out there, building that platform, trying to start that community, that's going to be ultimately more important than whether you choose to publish this thing on Kindle or how you develop the podcast or whatever other medium you go into. And as for the direct question of whether she should self-publish on Kindle or not, I would just say, you know, it's up to her. It might be worth a try as long as she doesn't expect it to be a tremendous success right away. But more important, since she has a message to share, to focus on building that community. And over time, you have different outlets for it. You have the podcast, you got the books, you got something else. But the central point of all of it is that message. So in the long term, it's not so important about which tactics or which medium. It is about building that community and sharing that message. Okay, thanks so much, Ohenia. And listeners, thank you as well. If you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are in the world. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.